Thank you. Ryan Keberly, who was almost a casualty before he began there. Usually that happens about midway into the solo. So we're going to continue now with a piece that I wrote inspired by an end note. Is anyone out there doing the Infinite Summer thing, reading Infinite Jest this summer? Anyone other than the people in the band? Yeah, all right. So I read Infinite Jest when it came out in 1996. I read it actually like twice in quick succession because I thought it was one of the most awesome things I'd ever encountered. So I'm doing it again this summer. There's like kind of an online support reading group for it. And one of the points at which people who are not going to finish the book decide that they are not going to finish the book comes relatively early. So David Foster Wallace is very thoughtful of, like, you know, basically, like, if you're not into Endnote 24, then you're not going to dig the book. And Endnote 24 is a complete and exhaustive filmography for one of the characters in the novel, for the protagonist's father. And it's like, it's James O. Incandenza, who's like a very kind of post-structuralist experimental filmmaker and post-conceptualist. But really, they're fantastic movie titles, one after the other, in every conceivable genre. There's like Blood Sister, One Tough Nun, which is a revenge movie. And there's The Night Wears a Sombrero, which is a Western. But this next tune was inspired by a fictional film called Flux in a Box, which is a history of tennis from its origins at the court of the Dauphin through the present day. So this one is, this is our David Foster Wallace tribute, I guess. It's called Flux in a Box, and it's going to feature Ben Kono on alto saxophone and Mike Holliber on piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Holliber, piano. Ben Cotto, alto saxophone.